Let's see if we can squeeze in a couple of calls before we go to break at the bottom of the hour. Let's go to Bob. Bob, you're up on Live and Local. Go right ahead.
Hey, Kevin, I love your new hours, man.
Thank you. It's great for me. It's great for us to be able to get live breaking news events across the country in the Eastern time zone. So, yeah, it's worked out really well so far, but we're only 3 or 4 days in.
Absolutely. Now, it seems to me the Biden administration's accomplishments have been higher prices for everybody, a ton of division in our country, and I feel sorry for the people back east come this wintertime, especially the folks on fixed incomes, because their heating bill will be up an additional almost 50%.
And that's, you know, that's going to be, when you say the Northeast, yeah, the heating oil stuff is going to be a huge deal. And I'm going to tell you something. If Republicans are smart, and Kevin McCarthy really does think he can flip 60 seats in the House of Representatives, that's got to be one of the issues for folks back in that area. But even anybody that goes to the pump at a Smith's grocery store or at a convenience store, and you see that the price is increased by, what, 40%, something like that, just this year?
Yeah, 47%, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, that's incredible. And that's something that we need to make a part of the record of this midterm election, because that, you know, it all goes back to, you can say what's wrong, but then you got to tell them how to make it right. We know how to make it right because Donald J. Trump did it right.
I mean, he did fantastic.
Hey, Bob, I'm glad you called. I thank you. I'm hitting a hard break here that I got to make, but thanks for the call, and I'm glad you made the move with us to noon to 3. It's so cool. That is so cool. Coming up, Stavros Anthony gave us a little bit of a treat today. He made a major announcement about his political career, and it is that, simply put, he is a candidate for lieutenant governor, just a heartbeat away from being the governor. That's pretty darn cool, and we'll get a chance to hear why he chose that particular race to make. There were a number of different options for him. He is termed out as a city councilman they're talking about Stavros Anthony, the city councilman on the Las Vegas City Council. He has every opportunity to eventually run for a higher office than that. Why did he choose lieutenant governor? We'll find out. That's all coming up in just a couple minutes. I'm Kevin Walsh. Stay right where you are as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
KMZQ on time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers.
Come in now and get up to $50 off brake pads or shoes and a lifetime warranty.
Looks like you're averaging about 40 miles per hour as you try to work your way through the resort corridor of Interstate 15 southbound at Sahara. There is some congestion there on the freeway on-ramp to the 15 and the 215. That freeway on-ramp in front of Allegiant Stadium there at Russell. Also, major delays downtown. 515 eastbound at Main, 515 westbound at Eastern. There's only two lanes available in each direction, so you'll have to give yourself some extra time to squeeze through that. Eastern Avenue, also as part of that same bridge reconstruction work, is closed at the 515 interchange. That's going to be closed until Saturday.
Pro Insurance Solutions presents this sports flash powered by the Score app from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip. I'm Matt Pauley. A big get for the Vegas Golden Knights. They have acquired Jack Eichel from the Buffalo Sabres in exchange for Peyton Krebs, Alex Tuck, a future first-round pick, and a future second-rounder. Vegas is also going to get a future third-round pick as part of the deal. Eichel needs to get surgery to repair a herniated disc. That was part of the issue in Buffalo. He wants to get a disc replacement surgery. The team wanted him to get a fusion surgery. Vegas reportedly is going to allow him to get the surgery that he wants. He could still play at some point this year. Download the Score app today. Lightning fast sports alerts so you never miss a thing. It's why the Score app is one of North America's most popular sports apps. This Sports Flash is brought to you by Pro Insurance Solutions. From the world famous Las Vegas Strip, I'm Matt Pauly, AM 670 KMZQ, Talk Radio done right.
Well, I started my own restaurant because I love to cook. But that also means a lot of greasy pots and pans. And we can't waste time with endless sink changeovers. So we upgraded to Dawn Professional Pot and Pan.
Dawn Professional cleans 58% more pots and pans per sink than the leading competitor.
Less dish soap, fewer changeovers, and more time doing what we love.
Dawn Professional. It's clean. Upgraded. From P&G Professional.
Hey, team, we landed the contract.
Yes. Kaya's web design studio just landed the gig of a lifetime.
It starts next week.
Their staff needs to double before the dream deal becomes a nightmare.
We need front end, back end, a project manager.
Indeed can help them hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. Instant Match instantly connects you with quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your sponsored job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Hello, my name is Barack Zilberberg. With pride, integrity, and honor, I'm running to be your next governor of Nevada. If you believe in freedom, our constitutional rights, and the Second Amendment, if you believe in abolishing critical race theory in our schools, if you're tired of the corrupt, dysfunctional politicians in Carson City who failed when they had opportunities to make Nevada better, if you want our next governor to be a true American patriot who is not a politician, but a businessman, entrepreneur, real estate developer, and a problem solver, then I am the only choice. My name is Barack Zilberberg. I am a visionary with a proven track record of bringing people together. Please visit my website, BarackZilberberg.com. That's BarackZilberberg.com, and invest in the bright future of Nevada. Paid for by Friends for Barack Zilberberg.
Social Security is with you through life's journey from birth to retirement. As your life changes year to year, so do your needs. For over 80 years, Social Security has helped to meet your needs and is committed to improving access to the services that make a difference in your life. Today, you can verify your earnings, estimate your future benefits, apply for retirement, manage your benefits, and even change your address, all from the comfort of your home. Social Security's online services help put you in control with secure access to your information anytime, anywhere, allowing you to spend more time with family, friends, or simply just enjoying the day. Social Security, securing today and tomorrow. See what you can do online at socialsecurity.gov.
It's all about Las Vegas. Live and local with Kevin Wall. Now, weekday afternoons, noon to 3 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
So good to have you with us. Earlier in the show, I had a chance to visit with Stavros Anthony, and he is both a friend, but he is a great leader, and he is a civil servant. He really believes in public service, and he had told me, he had promised me, that if he ever was going to run for higher office, that he would let me know, and let me know first. And so I asked him, simply put, you're termed out of your city council office, so what's next?
Well, Kevin, thanks for having me, and you're absolutely right. I mean, most of my entire life I've been in public service, whether it's 29 years with the Las Vegas Metropolitan Police Department or the last 12 years on the Las Vegas City Council, and I love public service. That's my life. I like being out in the community and talking to folks and finding out what's important to them and try to get those things done. And I want to continue in that capacity, serving the residents of Nevada, so I announced today, and you're actually, you and your audience are actually the first ones I've spoken to about this, that I plan on running for lieutenant governor of the great state of Nevada.
Okay, I'll ask the obvious question. Why this office, and why now?
Well, it's one of those things that all of us do, is we try to find out what's the best fit in our lives as we move forward. And I was looking at the elections and the offices coming up next year, and the lieutenant governor seemed to be the best fit for me based on my background. And it really comes down to a couple of things, and the statutory responsibilities of lieutenant governor. And to put those in a nutshell, I mean, one responsibility involves public safety. So I want to use my 29 years of experience to go around the state and talk to sheriffs and police chiefs and other state and local law enforcement executives, and find out what they need from the state to make sure that they keep their community safe. Another one is tourism and, helping the economy. So I've been doing that for the last 12 years on the city council, is helping small businesses, reducing regulations and licensing, and trying to create a tourism environment, obviously, for me, in the downtown Las Vegas area, to attract tourists and help our casinos grow and prosper. And third is the lieutenant governor is the president of the Senate during the legislative session, and I feel this is a good time for me to use that influence for conservative values and common sense legislation and fiscal responsibility, and get involved in issues that are important to people, like election fraud and election integrity and education.
Was it a tough call for you, Stavros, or was it something that kind of stuck out like a sore thumb? Oh, this is the office I need to run for.
You know, there was a couple of them that I was interested in, I've always been the type of person that I always do my due diligence. I don't I don't shoot off the hip. I'm always very strategic when it comes to making decisions and moving public policy along. So I took my time, and I looked at some of the offices, and some of them got pretty crowded with other people that were great candidates, and there was no reason for me to get in there. And I eventually, once I was done, it was over the weekend, I decided, you know what, lieutenant governor is really a great place for me to use the skills that I've developed during the last 40 years in helping small businesses and public safety and serve the residents in Nevada. And that's really what it comes down to. I want to go around the state and listen to folks and find out what's important to them, and take that to Carson City and around the rest of the state. And we're getting less and less of that. We're getting more government officials that decide what they want to do, what they think is important, what they want to mandate, and that's how they act. And I've never been that way.
I want to ask you, because you, as a city councilman, keep your ear pretty close to the ground. You talk with a lot of your constituents from all across the city of Las Vegas. And I'm curious, after what you saw Tuesday night in Virginia, I get a sense that people are angry. People are as they say in the movie, mad as hell, and I'm not going to take this anymore. And they did that to Terry McAuliffe in Virginia. What is your sense of people here in Nevada, people in Las Vegas that you talk to? Is there unrest? Is there kind of a sense that people are mad as hell and they're not going to take it anymore?
Absolutely. This last 2 years under COVID and the way the government has reacted to it, people are just sick and tired of being pushed around by the government. They're sick and tired of the government telling them what to do, mandates, you have to do this, you have to do that, with no apparent reason. It's not even legislation. It just comes from the governor, from executive action. And people are getting tired of this. They want some freedoms back. They want some independence back. They see how the Democrats, they created a system a year ago where you can have a lot more election fraud, mail-in ballots, and ballot harvesting and the rest of it, and they want the government to do their job in their particular lane, which is primarily, you know, having good schools, safe neighborhoods, good roads to drive on. But the rest of the time, stay out of our business. I mean, small businesses have been absolutely decimated this last couple of years through all the proclamations from Carson City, and the people are just getting tired of it, and they want government officials that they can talk to, that'll listen to them and do the right thing for what they want.
We know now that a vaccine has been developed and approved and is being put into the arms of 5 to 11-year-olds. I want to ask you what you think of these vaccine mandates, and can you give me an update on where we are in the city of Las Vegas among your workers, among folks going to events, doing things? Tell me where we are on the vaccine mandate front.
Well, first of all, I am absolutely against vaccine mandates. I never thought that we would be in a country where the government could force people to take medicine. This is supposed to be something between individuals and doctors. And this is, I think this is, as your other question, I think this is really a turning point for people where they see the government forcing them to take a medicine when they don't want to, or even if they want to, they can do it on their own. So I think this is what really the pushback from people is all about. So I would never force anybody to take medicine, especially when you get into kids. I mean, we don't even know if it's safe for kids. If a parent wants their child to have a vaccine for COVID, then that's the parent's decision, because I'm assuming they're consulting with their doctor. But I would never, ever do that. At the city of Las Vegas, we had some kind of backroom discussions about having vaccines mandatory for our employees, but those backroom discussions have never turned into an official a vote or a moving forward. So right now, there are no vaccine mandates at City Hall. If you want to get a vaccine, then you get a vaccine. If you don't, then you don't.
There you have it. Stavros Anthony, good guy, and he is a candidate for lieutenant governor. Stay where you are. More to come as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
Clay Travis and Buck Sexton, Kevin Wall, Wayne Allen Root, the four voices of the apocalypse. Heard exclusively on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Our kids have been through a lot, and Steve Sisolak has only made things worse. Parents are being silenced. We need a fresh approach that empowers parents, conservative leadership that will actually do something for a change. Joe Lombardo will get our schools back on track. Joe supports making sure students can read at grade level by the third grade, expanding charter schools and opportunity scholarships. He'll focus on job and career training, because skilled, good-paying jobs change lives. And Lombardo opposes the teaching of critical race theory and believes parents should make the important decisions about their child's education. Joe will fight for school choice in Nevada. Oh, and he'll keep our schools open. Joe will shake things up in a good way. Republican Joe Lombardo, the smart choice for governor. Paid for and authorized by Better Nevada PAC.
Coach Pete knows that three initials should be part of your retirement plan.
GPI. We need to have growth. We need to have protection of that growth. So if we get a gain, we make sure we protect that gain. The most important part of a total retirement plan is having lifetime income you can never, ever outlive.
Call Coach Pete and the team, 888-702-6932, 888-702-6932, or text Vegas to 600-700, Vegas to 600-700.
I'm Sam Peters, retired military officer, Bronze Star recipient, conservative business owner, and proud American patriot. For too long, we have felt the devastating impacts of liberal elected officials, the policies they force upon us, and sadly, those citizens that just get in line, forgetting the freedoms and liberties we have as Americans. In America, we have the right, no, the responsibility, to question our elected leaders. It takes courage, but it must be done. We must have the courage to say no to mandatory vaccines, critical race theory, socialism, and the censoring of our constitutional rights. We must hold our elected officials accountable and remind them that we elected them to represent us, not rule us. As you navigate your day today, remember, do it with conservative courage, because this is your America, and liberty still matters. This message is brought to you by Sam Peters, owner of Peters Family Insurance, a local business operating with conservative courage. Call us at 702-870-4000.
I'm Jim Snyder.
And I'm Marie Mortero. We want to thank you for making News 3 your number one choice for news.
Every weeknight at 11, you can count on us to have the big story of the day.
Plus breaking news that matters to you.
Jim Snyder and Marie Mortero. News 3 live at 11.
I'm Nyheim Hines, professional football player for the Indianapolis Colts. Becoming a running back was no easy task for me. But it's nothing compared to what my amazing mom faces every day. My mom was diagnosed with muscular dystrophy when I was 14 years old. Yet she's always there for me, every step of the way, despite her own battles. And the Muscular Dystrophy Association is there for my mom. At their 150 care centers across the U.S., MDA is the leading organization in research and care for kids and adults with muscular dystrophy, ALS, and related neuromuscular diseases. Their research is helping find cures and save lives. Watching my mom go through her daily struggles and the care she receives from MDA has made me determined to help find a cure for neuromuscular disease. That is why I support MDA, and that's why I'm so grateful to others who do too. Join me and learn more at helpmda.org today.
Broadcasting live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, this is Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
About an hour ago, a caller who said his name was John, he told us he was going to talk about something else. He ended up making some pretty serious allegations against Victoria Seaman, Las Vegas City Councilwoman and a candidate for re-election, that she had been arrested, that she had had multiple DUIs. I wanted to get her, I reached out to her and wanted to get her on to get her side of this. Victoria, thanks for joining us. I know it's unscheduled. Thanks for taking a few minutes out. What's the situation? Have you been arrested? Have you had multiple DUIs? What's the deal?
Never had any DUIs, never been arrested. And it's really unfortunate. As a public servant, you will always have enemies and get attacked. It's sad when they can do it through anonymous websites full of fake accusations and not be held accountable. And this website and accusations came about the day that the Review Journal released the my cease and desist letter to another councilwoman, and the attack, that the physical attack that took place. That was when this all came about, and whoever's hiding behind it, we're trying to get to the bottom of it. I've hired a lawyer to go after John Doe, but it's unfortunate. And the worst part is that it hurts your family, because they've accused me of affairs. I've never had an affair, and it's not just me that gets hurt. It's because I can handle it. I decided to go into politics. You know, I knew what I was getting into, but it's my family. You know, it's the death threats, it's the horrible accusations that are untrue. And unfortunately, in this state, the slap laws are the worst. And I plan on working with legislature over the next few years in trying to strengthen those, because I decided to be a public servant, it doesn't mean you can slander me. And I will go after those who are slandering me. I can assure you, we are already in the process. It's already being done, because I'm going to expose those folks who are slandering me. Because again, I can handle it, but it's not good for your family.
In a final 90 seconds, do you know who it is that's behind this?
I don't have any proof of who it is. You know, again, it came out the day the Review Journal article came out, and I'm not going to make any accusations, because I don't do this. I'm not that person. I will get to the bottom of it. Justice is slow, but justice will prevail. But I'm going to say this again on your show. I have never been arrested. I have never had a DUI. I've never swindled anybody out of money, and I certainly haven't had any affairs on my husband. and I will stand by that.
Victoria, thank you so much for joining me for a second time today. Glad we cleared the air. And when you find out what you find out, will you let us know?
I will be on your show.
That'll be great. Thank you, dear. I appreciate it.
Thank you.
Victoria Seaman, City Councilwoman, Ward 2. Stick around. More to do as we continue. We'll close it out for a Thursday right here on AM 670 KMZQ.
The revolution is being broadcast. Wayne Allen Root, this afternoon, 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Hey, Kevin Wall here. Happy to talk about someone I've known and respected for quite a while, Mark Hutchison. Mark most recently served as our state's lieutenant governor, and now he's back full-time at his law firm, Hutchison & Steffen. One of the ways he and his partners help businesses is when they face a dispute with the government. Sometimes clients are caught up in a blizzard of regulations, rules, or procedures of a particular government body, federal, state, county, even city. Sometimes they must appear at hearings or attempt to negotiate a resolution or even fight a decision in court. No matter the problem or the need, if your business becomes entangled with government, you need the skills of the lawyers at Hutchison & Steffen. They'll help you resolve your dispute with the government so you can focus on what you do best, taking care of business. Call 702-385-2500. That's 702-385-2500. Or visit hutchlegal.com. Get the help you need and get out of the government maze. Hutchison & Steffen, your go-to law firm for administrative and regulatory law matters.
Hey, Las Vegas, let's face it. Banks don't lend money anymore, and payday loan companies charge too much. Nobody has you covered like the DLC with our signature loans up to $5,000 in less than 30 minutes. Really?
Dollar Loan Center.
Loan Center's been in business for more than 20 years and has over 250,000 customers for a reason. We're quick, inexpensive, safe, regulated, friendly, and have a cool jingle. Your loan company charges too much, and we can't wait to show you how easy it is at the DLC and how much you can save. Get up to $5,000 in minutes without a checking account and absolutely no collateral required like at the other companies. It's 100% free to apply, and there's no penalties if you pay off your loan early. We have over 50 locations and give you up to a year to pay back your loan.
Licensed by the Better Financial Institutions Division. Customer must meet minimum loan qualifications. Review loan qualifications. Visit us at don'tbebroke.com. Certain limitations may apply. Loans are subject to approval.
Hey, Kevin Wall here from my friends at Blue Sky Insurance. Did you know that Medicare open enrollment runs now through December 7th? There are big changes coming in 2022, including to Medicare Advantage, drug plans, and local medical networks and providers. That's why you need to reach out to Steve and Amy Miller at Blue Sky Insurance. Even if you've already enrolled, you need to know about these big changes coming in 2022. If your doctor has moved, retired, or you just feel out of sync with your present doctor, there are several new medical groups that are serving Las Vegas. And for you veterans, there are plans specifically designed to complement the care you receive from the VA. You don't have to drop one or the other. Your service to our country has earned you both. You can even pre-schedule your October review of your Medicare coverage. Just call Steve and Amy Miller at Blue Sky Insurance. That's 702-410-8020. That's 702-410-8020. One more time slowly. 702-410-8020. That's Blue Sky Insurance. And tell them Kevin Wall sent you.
You're listening to Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
So good to have you with us. Final segment coming up. You are about, you're just 10 minutes away from Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, and it's going to be interesting to see what he says about the Biden administration moving the deadline to January 4th for companies of 100 or more to be fully vaccinated. This is going to be interesting to see what happens. I think the courts will step in. Because this is clearly unconstitutional. It's restraint of trade. It's so many bad things. But I'll be interested to see what Wayne Allen Root has to say about that. My buddy Wayno, in just, in fact, now 9 minutes. Tell you what, let's do. Let's check in with gentleman Jim Dallas, because the Golden Knights, after making a big trade, they're going to be playing this afternoon. 4 o'clock start.
Yeah, they're going to be starting. They're up in Canada, eh? Yeah, the Ottawa Senators. And, of course, the big news today about the Golden Knights is they acquired star center Jack Eichel from the Buffalo Sabres.